kicking off the third hour of the American Journal. We've been going through your calls. We just had a boots on the ground report from Mexico. Some amazing footage from Julio Rosas. Be sure and check out, stay tuned to him. It looks like at the end of the week, there's going to be more. But let's go to Brian in Minnesota, has some advice for Trump. Oh, thinks he should listen to InfoWars. Yeah, we wouldn't be in such a bad position if some people would listen to us. But go ahead, Brian.
We would be batting a 100% out of the park. And first of all, I'll just say, by the way, good morning. I just took my methylene blue, fantastic product.
All right.
But I know we don't have limited time, so I will, I'll just stick to my point, is that at least, at the very least, watching the first hour, but he should watch it directly, not through a third party or, you know, I understand the White House watches it. But the whole problem is around people are not delivering him the information. And, you know, Alex has talked about that many times. If he would listen to about an hour a day of the Alex Jones Show, Alex goes through all the current events. He basically predicts, again, with like a 90% batting average, like he says, exactly what's going to happen. You know, he called the Epstein thing way prior. He called COVID-1984 years, decades prior.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think hopefully I made my point clear on that. If he did listen to Alex Jones every day directly, I think 90% of our problems would be resolved in a year.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's not, he's definitely has some gatekeepers, but also I think another problem is the people who put him in office this time, or at least they think put him in office, these big donors, you know, they want to keep the status quo. So their job is to insert agents in there to help run out the clock. So he's definitely got nefarious people working for him. That happened last time. You know, he's like, oh, I'll work with the Republican Party. And it was, you know, people like, it was that congressman from Wisconsin, Paul Ryan, who was the first in the tank. And it just never got any better after that. It just seemed to just kind of plod along. And then they got him with scandal after scandal. He's kind of beaten all the scandals. They've kind of run out of scandals to run at him. And so, you know, I'm hoping this Epstein thing comes out and they start perp walking people. Like, I can't believe nobody's been perp walked yet. It's all been, hey, come to our office. We're going to arraign you and you know, play patty cake with you. But, you know, if you're Roger Stone, we're sending, you know, 50 FBI agents, including the aquatics unit. So, yeah, I don't agree with that. Thanks for your call, Brian. Let's go to Timmy in Arizona. Going back on the hemp wagon. Go ahead, Timmy. Are you there? I hear you might be trying to communicate with me, but it's in a language I don't understand. Timmy, are you there? Going once. Put him on hold. Maybe he's no, he's there. You there?
I thought you were saying Timmy. I was playing shit out of my shoe.
It says Timmy.
You walk around.
Are you not Timmy from Arizona?
Yeah, when you walk around in the desert in sneakers, you realize why cowboy boots were invented.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. All right, so you had a scorpion in you. There's a snake in my boot. Go ahead, Timmy.
No, it was just shards of dog shit. Anyways, no. So I was just basically saying the potency differences. I made the analogy to moonshine. You know, if you understand the slippery slope of alcohol, that's one way of looking at it. But at the same time, I was somebody who could leave it. I could have a couple of beers and eat a burger and go home. And then there's people who drink like gallons of moonshine. And you get two different animals, both alcohol. So comparing dabs, edibles, distillates that have higher concentrations of herbicides because it's a distillate, it's a concentrate, is different, again, like you were saying, from the 3%, 4%, 6% mm-hmm. that hippies were smoking in the 60s. So, and there shouldn't be a ban because it's your body, your choice. If there's two standards, no sense in having any at all.
I'm with you on that. And yeah, it's a lot more stronger. I didn't even think of that. The herbicides and pesticides are more concentrated as a distillate. And that may be causing the problems in people. Maybe it's not the marijuana itself, the THC, but maybe it's the concentrations of herbicides and pesticides, especially if you're getting some. They did, some guy was doing a report in Maine, and they were finding these illegal Chinese grow houses, and they were using products that are illegal to even ship into the United States. You can't even use them here. They're so toxic. So who knows what people are getting in those, and is that being tested enough? We don't know. Thanks for the call, Timmy. Watch the landmines out there. We'll be right back going into the third hour of the American Journal. Stay tuned. I got some very interesting information coming up.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right. You heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down. And now here we are dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way. So if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch live right now at band.video.
So we were having a little conference during that 1 minute break, and the clips we're going to play in the second half of this hour concerning TPUSA and their finances. I mean, it's shocking. And this is just information people are getting from their tax forms that they have to put out every year as these nonprofits do. They have to post all the different types of businesses they're in. And, you know, I've looked at nonprofits in the past and how they move money and how much people were making. And some of that looks a little fudgy. This stuff looks crazy fudgy. But we'll get to that in the second half of the hour. We're actually still compiling the clips. They're so amazing. But Rob was just telling me, he's like, I can't believe what I'm watching. I was the same way. I watched that over the weekend. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. But we talked about this earlier. And if you go to independentnewsroom.com, Intel report, Thomas Crook's alleged social media dump. I think Brianna Morello runs this site, but we should actually put a link to this on InfoWars, and we should link over to her. Maybe someone could let the writers know that. Or they might be watching, and they're doing it right now. So independentnewsroom.com has got some of the this is what his Snapchat avatar looked like. You know, classy guy. I remember showing that. Look, a little Snapchat guy. But, you know, they said he had no social media presence. That was coming from the FBI, the Biden FBI. But some of his quotes, I just want to read some of these just so people know this. This is, if you're saying Trump is a bad president, you aren't a patriot, as Trump is the literal definition of patriotism. So they don't have the date on there. Oh, that was July 20th, 2019. This is going to be blatantly racist, but I hope Trump has these people murdered. Talking about the squad, that was July 21st, 2019. I hope a quick, painful death to all the deplorable immigrants and anti-Trump congresswomen who don't deserve anything this country has given them. July 20th, 2019. Now, people have said stuff like this, like, you know, Ilhan Omar should be deported. She came here the wrong way. She brought her brother in. She committed immigration fraud. That's what people are saying. You know, she needs to be deported. I don't know of anybody out there saying these people need to be given the death penalty, but they're not here for our country. And so some of the stuff, and you're looking at this, you're like, wow, this is the guy who went after Trump? Huh. But then as you go further, oh, here's an interesting one. With the way this country has been going, I think we need a dictator to get at least rid of the progressives and maybe then put the Hispanics back in their place. I mean, this guy was super right wing. So at some point, he got connected. Some guy started replying to his reports, Willie Tepes. And this is the clip from Tucker Carlson's 30-minute documentary that you should all go watch. This is the Willie Tepes section of, because nobody knows who Willie Tepes is. Probably a Fed, but or a Fed adjacent person. We don't know. But that it seems like all of a sudden it dries up, and then he doesn't have a social media presence anymore, except for a couple more little anti-Trump. So he was pro-Trump, and then all of a sudden he goes a little bit anti-Trump, and then he just kind of disappears. So it's like, we've got him through our Discord servers. All right, let's go to that clip.
In response to the same video, Thomas Crooks issued what sounds a lot like a digital manifesto. Quote, "In my opinion, the only way to fight the government is with terrorism-style attacks. Sneak a bomb into an essential building and set it off before anyone sees you. Track down any important people or politicians, military leaders, etc., and try to assassinate them. Any sort of head-to-head fight is suicide, and even ambush or surprise attacks likely aren't going to end well. These remarks were especially notable because they came at the final phase of Crooks' YouTube commenting. At that point, a new character emerged into the conversation, a user named Willie Tepes, who started pressuring Crooks to commit violence. For example, quote, "If a gun and a badge is all that is needed, then authority obviously comes from the barrel of a gun. We have more guns than they do. There is no way we can avoid a war at this point, so you better just get used to the idea. We have nothing to lose and everything to win. And the alternative, a global police state, is unacceptable. Nothing in life is simple, but that is no argument against doing it." So who is this Willie Tepes? Unfortunately, we don't know. The FBI hasn't made any mention of him in public, although they certainly know he exists. Just days after the shooting, somebody screenshotted Tepes' YouTube account page, despite the fact he had very few followers. To the extent that he can be traced online now, you can find his username being used on a foreign Antifa website. Those sites link him to the Nordic Resistance Movement, which has been designated a terrorist group by the U.S. State Department. That's all we know. We do know, however, that Crooks' online footprint abruptly ends after his encounter with this mysterious figure, Willie Tepes. Regardless of whoever Willie Tepes is or was and what his motives may have been, who he may have been working for, there is no doubt that Crooks was ripe for recruitment by someone.
And Tucker's not making any assertions. You know, to me, that screams with blaring red lights, Fed behavior right there. You know, you get a guy agreeing with you, and they're able to say these things online and nothing happens to him. And then he disappears. Well, they took their chat private. That's what happened. And I'm sure you'll find that he's on the phone with somebody during this time. Oh, but we don't know. They won't tell us. He also had these bombs in his car. You know, this could have been a situation where they gave him bad bombs because where he was parked was near a gas main. You know, blow up the gas main, freak Trump out, get video of Trump cowering, you know, after the explosion, because that's what they wanted. You know, look at the coward. But instead, maybe the kid goes, you know what, I'm going to take him out. I'm going to go ahead and go after him, and climbs up there and, you know, had the shot, but couldn't make it work. If that was the real shooter, he could have just been a decoy too. Maybe the gun they gave him had blanks. Who knows? There's a lot of different ways. The one thing we do know is that we're not getting anything from the FBI. So we have to start drawing our own conclusions and do our own investigations, which they don't like. They don't want people doing their own investigations, yet they won't give us the information. And in that 30-minute documentary that Tucker put out, he plays a clip where Maria Bartiromo's interviewing Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, and it's the one where they look like deer in the headlights, and they're like, there's no there there, there's no there there. Well, there's a there there, bro. That's a there there. That is a there there. His online persona that you guys were saying didn't exist, or at least you didn't say it, but you guys never came back and said, oh, it's a little different. You know, there's a there there, and we know where the there there leads. The there there leads right up to the FBI. Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, we don't know nothing. We're stupid. We would tell you if we had anything. Don't you believe us? You know, we did believe you. Maybe that was our fault for believing you, for believing there are people still with integrity out there that have the cojones to go up against the federal government, because there doesn't seem to be much of that. All right, let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Lane in Seattle. We were just showing that Mexican footage. Let's talk about the Mexican Revolution. Is this the current revolution or a past revolution?
I saw the graffiti. I don't know in Spanish. It said Punta Judea. What's that mean?
Punta, I think, means... It means C-U-N-T, I think.
Well, isn't the Canadian guy the same? And the poor old Donald was a Trojan horse for Judea.
Well, I think Scheinbaum, that seems like a very Judean name. If I was to, like, take a guess, that doesn't seem like a Mexican name.
My whole life, all the suffering I've seen and death come from two entities, Big Pharma and the banks, okay? And guess who runs them? They're all connected to Judea. Okay? I kept trying to tell Alex, it's not about a civil war. It's about a revolt. The only way to rid the corruption is through a revolt. Okay? Off at their heads. The litmus test is free speech number one. If you can't agree with that, off with their heads. Free speech.
I like that. I'm down with free speech, 100%. That's why, yeah. Yep. 100% agree. What else you got?
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think anything's going to happen in Mexico. You got these people that are blowing off steam, but they're, you know, they're not. You're going to have to do something drastic to take down the cartel. That's entrenched. It's generational at this point. The people are used to living into it generationally. The corruption, I think, is gone. It's in every part of Mexico for some reason. They just can't decide to live. But, you know, you have corruption, and we have corruption here, too. So we shouldn't be talking. We're not probably as openly corrupt, but there's definitely, what do they call it, people kicking the circle. I watched a little short documentary about just something going on in Blanco, Texas. People wanted to create a town in their little area. They had 200 people. They wanted to create a little, you know, create a little town entity. And the groups around there, the judge and the mayor and of these different entities were like, oh, no, you're not doing that. For some reason, they didn't want that. That you could, we didn't know why they didn't want that, but it came out, they didn't want it. They called it a kick in the circle. There's a circle, the circle of trust, which is what our judges and police officers are all involved in, you know, and then break that circle of trust. And they don't like it. They don't like to see that circle broken. All right, I'll give you the last word, Lane. Go ahead.
It's the mobster mentality, you know. All these people are the same mobsters. Trump, the people he up against him. You expect them to act certain ways. They're mobsters, right? This is just what it is, and this is Thursday for Mexico. It might be a surprise.
Maybe so. Well, do you know something I don't? You want to drop some breaking news or what?
No, just you know, been looking for something like this to happen for a long time. I'm full of rage and anger myself.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, obviously, you guys voted a socialist in for mayor. What do you think's going to happen in Seattle?
I've met her before when she was an activist for the Riders Transit Union. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know. I don't have Seattle was gone to shit in the first place. It can only look up. I mean, I used to live downtown. It's just gone totally to shit. And it's all okay. Don't forget the golden rule. We harvest the rich. Bill Gates was the richest man. His corruption is, this is why Seattle's in this shit. This is why Big Harm is in this shit, because it's all corrupted. These people are mobsters, okay? It's a socioeconomic disease for any one man to amass such wealth. And ever since COVID, this country's done nothing but produce billionaires. It's revolution.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate your call. You're Seattle. You dropped a little too many S-bombs right there, but I think we got them all. Yeah, we took care of that. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Lester in West Virginia and wants to talk about the hemp ban, how states will handle it. Hi, Lester.
Yeah, how's it going, guy?
Hey, it's going great, guy.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, man. Yeah, great. Broadcaster to broadcaster, man. I like what you're doing on the show.
No, thank you. Where do you broadcast? Hold on. Where do you broadcast out of, Lester?
I've been a broadcaster since 1992 when we actually had to have an FCC license.
Yeah.
You know, those little yellow cards.
Uh-huh.
Yep, I'm out of West Virginia, you know. I used to work for Cumulus, but I went to a little smaller station.
Okay.
You know, a little local station now. Yeah.
Do y'all carry Alex Jones Show on your local station?
No, we don't. We should, though.
You know, guys, go to the website. It's on the top right. I think it's got affiliate. I think it's infowars.com/affiliates. And you can just download the shows. If you don't want to take it live, you could grab hours and just play it, you know, late at night when people, you know, maybe you might insert that in there, Lester, and become a programmer.
I've uploaded that across my program director. You know, I'm working with the PD. I'm just a music director, but,
okay.
You know, I got a PD above me. So, you know, we're a music station basically. But man, I love your show. I love everything you guys do on here, man.
Well, let me ask you this: are y'all playing AI music on your station?
No, huh? Okay, no, none, zero.
Interesting. All right.
We're going old Audio Vault. You know the program Audio Vault from back in the day.
Oh yeah, okay.
Still got it.
Oh cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on. What? So, yeah. What part of West Virginia are you in? What? Near what big city?
Beckley.
Central.
Beckley.
Okay.
Beckley.
Okay. Cool.
Beckley. Yeah.
I've been there.
Part. But as you know, yeah, West Virginia, we carry a cannabis license. You know, we can get. You know, it's a state funded program. You know, since Purdue came in and dropped up. You know, we won a lawsuit against Purdue Pharma, you know, over the opioids
right.
back in the day.
Yep.
So what they is they put a lot of people into treatment here in West Virginia, and that's what that suit has done, put them into, like, Suboxone treatments and stuff like that. Well, in those places, they encourage you to get your medical marijuana card because of the damages that opioids has done to your body. So they think the medical marijuana can actually fix some of the damages that opioids has done to the body, you
right.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the cannabis going to mean for the state? Does that mean that, you know, all licenses in a year just go down to garbage, or
well,
the states still want to be able to do their thing?
I think it's going to mainly affect, so there's states that have laws, but some states are allowing people to grow it. But they're not because of the farm bill. So there's a farm bill in 2018 that kind of allowed the hemp industry to kind of flourish. But now that's not going to be in effect because you're going to have to meet these really hard statistical analyses of your product. It has to be, you know, less than 0.4% THC, which all products have a little bit of it. And it's all more than 0.4. So that's a way to get rid of the industry nationwide. So you got beverage companies who are making drinks and shipping them. You've got companies that are sending CBDs and selling them. That and the states don't have laws regulating it one way or another. So people are just going, it's kind of like a free-for-all. So what it's going to do, like your state, I think you're going to be fine. I think Colorado will be fine overall. New Mexico will probably be okay. California. You know, I think a lot of people are just going to say, well, it's just in the state, which is going to kill a lot of people's business. So a lot of people have, you know, grown their businesses to kind of be on a national footprint, and now you're going to see that go away. But I do think this is a good time for the industry to get together and really take an honest assessment of their products and figure out a way to make them better and figure out a way to make them healthier and figure out a way to regulate themselves. And this is a good time to do that because you have a year. So that's quite a long time to come up with something on a national scale. So I think it can be done, and I think this is an industry that's got a lot of, it's sort of an outlaw type-ish industry, so it's got a lot of, like, you know, bootstrap Americans that are in it, and also, you know, foreigners, come in and take advantage of the system as well. So I think you're going to see it come to a solution, but it definitely needs to happen, and so they have no choice. Otherwise, you're going to kill, you know, probably half of their business, but I'll give you the final word.
Yeah, I appreciate the final word. Like I said, so it's not going to affect some of the state regulations. Like West Virginia, in my opinion, it all should be medical use only. And, you know, and I agree with that, what Alex says, you know, too much of this high-powered weed, you know, man, it could drive you into psychosis and stuff like that, make you crazy.
Yep,
but
yep.
In medical doses and with the medical view, I think that, you know, it should be legalized across the board with the strict medical overview.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. I think there's a way to do it because states are doing it now. There's some states that are just medical. Some states are recreational and medical. And I think there's definitely a way to do it. And you just have to have, you have to bring some integrity to the business because I think definitely there's definitely some integrity that could be placed in the business. Let's just put it that way. People are trying to, you know, trying to see the most explosive weed they can make. And that's not helping the situation. It's creating a bunch of, you know, drugged out zombies. But, you know, a toke and a walk, that can clear a lot of problems out of your system more than, you know, drinking a bunch of beer and getting wasted. So thanks for the call, Lester. Love your state. I went to college there. It's a great state. Let's take one more call. Who's been on the longest? Oh, let's go to Leslie. Is it Leslie? Oh, Chad. Chad down at the bottom. All right, let's go to Chad. I didn't see him down there. Go ahead, Chad. You're on the air from Minnesota.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Real quick, put you on the spot. I wanted to ask you about BCP-157.
BCP-157, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a user of it. I've used it.
Okay. Yeah, I like that you're – I like the fact that you talk about solutions, you know, things that help people instead of, oh, where did it come from, right? Oh, where did this virus come from and this kind of stuff, right? The shenanigans.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. You said you had good luck with that.
Yeah, and I'll share two experiences. So I got it. I would say sometime in 2023, I bought a bunch because usually if I buy something, I'm like, I'm just going to try it, and if it doesn't work, well, you know, I'm out a few hundred dollars, but at least I've tried it, and it immediately helped with the circulation in my legs. I'd have a problem where if I was sitting a while, and I'd stand up. I literally had to like walk kind of, it was like there was something, it was like I was walking through Jell-O for like three or four steps and then I could start walking normal. And I didn't like that. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm riding my bike, I'm doing all these things. And I started reading about, is it BCP or BPC 157? I'm not sure the exact BPC 157. And I was reading about this, how people were using it. And then I found a place that sold it. I bought some, tried it, and it immediately within, I would say, by the second bottle, didn't have any problems. And I still don't have any problems to this day. I just got my second batch a while back because I'm like, you know what? It's maybe time to do it again. I think this stuff works. And I ended up giving a bottle to a friend of mine. And also, he was having long COVID, but he did take two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. I said, try this, try some ivermectin, a couple other things, budesonide, because he's having trouble breathing. And he caught COVID like four or five times since he had the vaccine. And literally, he couldn't work longer than 4 hours where he worked. He couldn't sing at church. He called me up a couple weeks later. He's like, I can't believe it. I'm singing in church. I got energy. He's got a new job. I mean, he's literally like done a 180 and flourishing. And I think a lot of it is the BPC 157. I think that's like that was the missing ingredient for me to like totally pull me back over the edge. So I think it works great. I don't sell it. I don't make any money marketing it. It's just that's my testimonial though for people out there thinking about getting on it. And I've told a couple other people about it too. I'm not going to name their names, but they are also getting on it as well. So yeah.
Yeah, it's the world we live in. With disclaimer, we have to do it. Isn't that crazy?
I'm not a doctor. I'm not making medical advice. Yeah, there's my disclaimer. You're right. Thanks for reminding me. Yeah, it is. It is. It is a shame that we're not allowed to. And it's kind of seen as taboo too. Oh, you're going to tell people what they need to put in their body? No, I'm telling you what worked for me. And if you want to do that, you're more than welcome to. All right, we got a few more callers we'll get to in the last segment. Chad, thanks for calling from Minnesota. Did you have anything? You know what? I'll hold you over. I think you had some other stuff you wanted to add to it. Because, yeah, we got a lot of problems. But, yeah, that was BPC 157. Definitely works for me. May work for you. I don't know. Methylene blue works, too.
The incredibly positive health effects of methylene blue are well documented. RFK Jr. has promoted it. He takes it daily. But I got to tell you, I had taken it 7 years ago. My medical doctor recommended it. He said, just get a USP brand that means medical grade. And I bought it on Amazon. Had almost no effect. But when our sponsor, Bigly, at theoxygenstore.com, came out with theirs 8 months ago, made in Florida by a literal laboratory, it blew me away and changed my life. The clarity, the focus, the energy with no letdown has been insane. And in the last 8 months, you've seen everybody from Roseanne Barr to you name it, take the product and just have absolutely insane clarity and energy effects generally in about 30 minutes. That's incredible. But everybody that I know that's taking it, that I've checked back with has long-term effects in the first few weeks and months that just build up. Better workouts, better clarity, better sleep, better focus. It's simply insane. Experience what Patrick Byrne experienced. Experience what Stuart Rhodes experienced. Experience what all these other individuals experienced when they took this incredible product in capsules and the liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. And then when you experience it, tell your friends and family about it and tell them about the broadcast so they don't just get this great product and the great effects, they also find the truth. This is a 360 win for everyone.
I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Feels pretty good.
That is what it feels like. My brain's going really fast.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
Yeah!
You better start drinking that methylene blue, son.
But it's not just our in-studio guests that have taken it and been blown away, all of them. It's the callers. It's the listeners. It's a mailman from Rhode Island. Here's just a small sampling of the testimonials of our callers and listeners when they took ultramethylene blue.
I have shared the methylene blue with my crew, and everybody has really noticed the effect.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it.
This is the best product guys have ever had.
I feel like I'm 25.
Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
We only sell supplements that are documented to absolutely blow people away because we want you to have a great effect so you come back and get it again and again. And it's so good for you. So experience what our guests, our families, our friends have experienced themselves by getting ultramethylene blue in capsules and in tincture discounted right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Take action, defend the Republic, defend the First Amendment, defend the InfoWar, and empower your body, empower your health, and empower your life.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Final segment of the American Journal. Coming up next will be the Alex Jones Show until 3 p.m. and then the American Journal. No, I'm sorry, the War Room from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm on the American Journal right now. 2 days in a row, even though I got a weekend in between, but it's still, it's you know, being on point in the morning is kind of hard for me. And let me tell you what I did when I got up this morning. I took a probiotic, and I took a methylene blue pill, and I made my morning drink, keep me hydrated, which has salt and coconut water and kombucha and sparkling water. And I put a little bit of, which we don't have till the end of November, but methylene red. We had some sitting here, so I dumped some in there to mix with the methylene blue. My mind feels great. I don't feel tired. I mean, there are times I've done the American Journal, I've felt tired. But the methylene blue, boom, I was up and going. And unfortunately, you can't get the buy one, get one free of methylene blue. You can get it 50% off if you subscribe at thealexjonesstore.com. But for right now, for a limited time, CMOS gummies, buy one, get one free at thealexjonesstore.com. That is CMOS gummies. Take it. Take a chance on it. Try them out. See how they work for you. Sea moss helps with your immune system. It's a natural energy boost, digestion aid, helps detox, helps your joints, promotes good skin and hair. And right now, it ends on November 17th at midnight. So that's tonight. Oh, my goodness. So you got to act now. Act now. You're listening to the show. Open up a browser window that says thealexjonesstore.com. Go there. Get your sea moss gummies. Buy one. Get one free. The sale ends tonight. Although sometimes you get an extra day, but don't wait. Don't wait for that extra day because you might not get it. And if you subscribe to the sea moss gummies, you get it for 50% off. That's a little pro tip there. Want another pro tip? Go to alexjonesapp.com, buy it from the app, and you get it at even a bigger discount. So there you go. I've given you all the information. Let's go back to Chad in Minnesota. Wants to talk about Mark Mitchell's Rasmussen plan. We got off sidetracked on peptides in the last segment. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, yeah, sorry to throw that on you, but I always appreciate solutions, and I've had similar with circulation. And I have an outfit that's out of state, close, but out of state, that is testing that specific peptide for inner IV usage. So actually be treating with it.
Okay. Well, man, let us know how it works. You can hit me up on X and let me know how it works. I'm definitely a big fan of it. It's a nasal. You shoot it up your nose and breathe it in. And, but yeah, there's definitely, I think it's sort of, they call it experimental. Like they don't even sell you. There's a lot of regulations to it right now because it is experimental, but you know, a lot of MMA people use it. Yeah.
That's what this outfit is going through, is that process and testing and making sure that they can utilize it and it actually is effective. And I've had whatever since summer of 2022, I've had that circulation issue. I picked up something. I didn't test for anything. It just was, yeah, pretty nasty, and I haven't been the same since. But methylene blue, and I'm waiting for methylene red as well. So
yeah, I did the methylene red about start of hour two. I started dropping it in the drink and drinking it, and I don't know how many. I think it says you take 4 droppers full. I think that's what I did in there. So that's going to ride me for the rest of the day. But yeah, our products are amazing. They really are. People, you know. What's even more amazing is people call up, and before they get to the thing they want to talk about, they want to talk about the product. So I appreciate you doing the plug. But let's get to Mark Mitchell's. I think he had a really good plan. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I remember reading that going. It was basically you got 1 year to turn this around, essentially.
Yeah, I'll try to summarize it, but it's along the lines of the circle being kicked by the 1% for how long?
Yeah,
we the people, right? Everything that we try to do. We get that circle, that entire circle, and there's many circles within those circles. It just gets kicked all the time. And I think what I've in hearing, and it's in the beginning of the take, if people want to play it, it's from last Wednesday on Alex's show. And he summarized Alex asked him the plan for the president and, you know, just to kind of get himself out of the current situation and also into the future. And Mark summarizes, I think, a lot of what it teeters on idealism and pragmatism. And I think as the government and what we're dealing with and all of the abuse, everything, the bureaucrats, I think we need more idealism and then we can get to pragmatism, because idealism will get us to those places. You know, I feel like we've been the National Security Act of 1947. That was kind of like the last, they put us under the thumb at that point, because that created the CIA, that put the Department of War or Department of Defense together with the military. And then we have intelligence, and now we're all compartmentalized and we don't get access to that because that's a matter of national security.
Right.
And I feel like what Mark was talking about and is what he had said is, it's going to be like the Manhattan Project, which a lot of people will just be turned away from that. But, for the Republicans to win next fall, you got to lay out a contract for America.
Yeah.
Focus on brutal, accountability and economic populism, and basically undoing the oligarchy.
Yeah. I mean, we're really happy you're stopping these wars, but also, gasoline is still the same price as it was last year, and we're producing more of it now. So I don't know how that happens.
His input is not only right now, he knows pie in the sky. Okay, but let's get it started.
Yeah.
Let's get out ahead of it, because they're always out ahead of us because they have all the intelligence.
Right.
They have all the money. They have all the think tanks. Let's design our own and then move away from the old system. And it's always that, ah, good luck with that, because it's Republican and Democrats and then independents.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Somebody needs to do it and have it be funded. So I think everybody should watch that. Like a 2-minute clip. It's,
yeah, if you guys can find it from last week with Mark Mitchell, if y'all can find it, we'll play it. If not, you have to go dig it out of either Bandot Video or Alex's X account at Real Alex Jones. Thanks for the call, Chad. I have three more callers, and we'll get to you in this break. I want to play some of this stuff here. So this first video is from Project Constitution, and guys, this would be clip 19. Yep. The missing millions. And this is kind of a breakdown. And I think we have two different people are looking at the 990s, which if you're a nonprofit organization, you have to fill these out every year and put your stuff online so people can look at it, because the government's not letting you pay taxes. And in order for you, you know, not to have to pay taxes, you have to put your books out there to show you're clean. So it's like a quid pro quo. You don't pay taxes, but you also show that you're not doing anything nefarious with your money. Well, people are starting to look at TPUSA because they're like, you know, this is weird. And in fact, it was Tyler, I think his name was Tyler Boyer. Tyler Boyer was telling people, well, go look at our filings. Well, so people went and looked at the filings and they're like, whoa, wait a minute. And so here is that, here's the Project Constitution video. We may stop this a couple times because it's kind of long. And we'll kind of recap it as we go, but it's a very interesting breakdown. Here it is.
Let's go look at the 990 forms that Turning Point USA submits to the IRS every year. These contain their annual financial statements. When you look at the forms, there are some very strange anomalies. Several of the 990 forms are missing. Turning Point USA lists four related entities. There is Turning Point USA, Turning Point Endowment, Turning Point Action, and America's Turning Point. All different organizations do slightly different things. The Form 990 for fiscal year 2024 is posted for Turning Point USA, but it is missing for all the other three organizations. It looks like it was never turned in. This is a massive red flag. So Tyler Boyer is being snarky on X.com and telling people to go look at the annual financial audit, but the financial audit is missing from last year for three of the four organizations. Just to show you how strange this is, if we go back 2 years to fiscal year 2023, where we have all the financial statements, we can see that in fiscal year 2023, all four statements were filed on the same day on 5/15/2024. That is what normally happens. On May 15th, Turning Point would file all four financial statements for their organizations. But for fiscal year 2024, only one financial statement was filed for Turning Point USA on 5/15/2025. The other three are missing. This strange decision to hide their financial statements happened 4 months before Charlie Kirk was murdered. I will repeat for clarity. Someone at Turning Point decided not to file three of the four of their annual financial statements 4 months before Charlie Kirk appointed a new COO, requested a new audit, and was murdered. Those three financial statements are still missing. Let me give you just one example of why this is problematic. Let us look at the one financial statement we do have for fiscal year 2024 for Turning Point USA. Schedule I shows grants and other assistance to organizations, governments, and individuals in the United States. This schedule shows you where Turning Point is sending its money. We see that a lot of money, $8,560,625, is being sent to America's Turning Point. They are sending it to their own shell company. Now, this is not necessarily illegal, except for the fact that the financial statement for the other organization is missing. We cannot see how this $8.6 million is being spent. This is very important because there are strange variances around this money. I have pulled the last 5 years of 990 forms for Turning Point USA. Here is a table with contributions compared with the largest expense, which are the grants from Schedule I. you can immediately see a strange dip between 2022 and 2023. This dip happens because in prior years, they were sending money to Turning Point Endowment. They were transferring millions of dollars. This stopped in 2021, and they started ramping up sending money to America's Turning Point. Let's break this down. First of all, I find it really unethical that they were sending millions of dollars to their own endowment. I know that a lot of nonprofits do this, but I think it is unethical. Do the donors know this is how Turning Point is spending their money? Turning Point USA is taking in donations and then sending the money to their endowment to invest in the stock market. In my opinion, they should be spending donations on operating their nonprofit, not on buying investments. As of fiscal year 2023, they had $61 million of assets in the endowment, which was generating $1.9 million a year of investment income. Personally, I think that's an unethical way to run a nonprofit, but that's just my opinion. But what is important here is what happened to the missing $8.6 million, the amount sent to America's Turning Point in fiscal year 2024. The amount of money sent to America's Turning Point was getting larger and larger, and because the financial statements are missing, we cannot tell how this money was spent. If we look at the prior year, the majority of the money was spent on other salaries and wages. How is this possible when America's Turning Point reports zero employees? Does anyone else think that sounds a little suspicious? Let me walk you through this. We have the two organizations, the main company Turning Point USA and America's Turning Point. America's Turning Point has never reported any employees. Turning Point USA's number of employees has decreased dramatically over the last 3 years. In the last year alone, the number of employees decreased by 33%. That is a massive decrease in workforce. But while they are laying people off, their salary expense is skyrocketing for both organizations. None of this makes any sense. How is America's Turning Point reporting millions of dollars of salary expense when they have no employees? How is Turning Point USA's salary expense skyrocketing when the number of employees is plummeting? And why are the financial statements missing? What was the $8.6 million spent on?
You get the idea. Pretty interesting report there, just looking at the financials in terms of, you know, who's getting paid. Well, I could tell you one person that was getting paid that money. Actually, two people that were getting paid from America's Turning Point were Tyler, how do you say his last name, Boyer. Tyler Boyer was getting paid from America's Turning Point, and so is Charlie Kirk. Now we're going to go to this is DD Got a Podcast. This is on YouTube. This had, you know, 200,000 views 4 days ago. It's been up for 4 days. It's 200,000 views, and he interviewed a guy named Brian, who was also auditing TPUSA's reports. This guy's a financial analyst, though. He goes through his background. He didn't show his credentials, but he seemed to know what he was talking about. I watched the whole report. They're actually a little critical of InfoWars a couple times. He makes some snarky comments about InfoWars, which I don't appreciate. We're out here doing the best we can with, you know, being under constant attack. But hey, I like some of the information you put out, so I'm going to play a little bit of this clip. This is talking about how the nonprofits are, nobody's logging hours in some of these other companies, but they're still getting paid. And you can see they're paying Charlie Kirk, like they took his salary and split it into four parts 1 year, and he got paid equal amounts from each of these companies, which is a little weird to do that, but maybe that's what they were doing so they wouldn't show, you know, that he was making $1.6 million a year, which, you know, the guy's out there working his butt off, so I can't say, you know, what his worth was. He's bringing in money, so obviously you're going to reward him for that, but it's very interesting. And then he puts out the memo. We're going to do a Doge-style audit of TPUSA, and this is, you know, and then he gets his neck blown out. So here's that first clip.
What caught my attention? I thought it was only Turning Point USA, because that's all we hear about.
Yep.
But as you start digging into the IRS files, you find out there's three more nonprofits. There's Turning Point Action, there's America's Turning Point, and then there's Turning Point Endowment. So whenever you hear endowment, that's like managing the investments. So they'll take cash, they'll buy stocks, they'll buy securities, and it'll just sit in this endowment fund. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. I'm not sure why Turning Point needs four of these. And then what caught my eyes, I hope when I go and look at this, I don't see Charlie Kirk giving himself a salary in all four. Because to me, he should be getting a salary in TPUSA, and in the other three, it should be zero because he's not logging any work hours. Turning Point Endowment, like I said, literally by their own words, manage the endowment. Charlie Kirk's not a financial advisor, last I checked. And what he ended up doing was it seems like he wanted $1.6 million a year. So he divided it by four, and then each of the nonprofits he gets.
Like $400,000 or something.
Right. That, and then same with Tyler Boyer. He would get maybe $300 on all four. So that really caught my attention. I was like, wow, this seems like a real shady way to make their salaries appear less egregious. Let me give an example, Didi. If on TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's salary was $1.6 million, that would catch attention. Remember, because they were, quote, audited, an auditor would catch that. But if it's $400,000, that's a little more reasonable.
But why would people care if you split that up into four, but it still shows up? Even if it don't show up as one big lump sum, you're still paying the same amount of taxes, correct?
No, they care, I'm saying, optically, because no one's going to look at these other three nonprofits.
Okay.
So you get what I'm saying? If you're going to look at just Turning Point, because no one even knows these other three nonprofits exist. So this hides, like I said, optically, it makes it feel like, oh, Charlie's salary isn't that outrageous. It's $400,000. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that to me is the only reason why I could think of, because why would he need four salaries from three companies that he doesn't do anything for?
And there's a screenshot that I took of it. You can't really see, but if you scroll to about 2 hours into that or an hour and 50 minutes into there, they go through it. It kind of looks like this, and you can see that there's 2019, there's four different companies and they're all paying him the exact same amount, $329,000. And then in 2020, he's being paid by three different companies, all the same amount. And then 2021, it's three different companies. 2022, it's three different companies. So they kind of split it up into exact amounts, which is a little interesting. And then we saw the other clip where they're actually, they're sending money to TP Action. It's paying salaries, but there's no employees listed there. So this is obviously where the money's going to. It's going to these higher ups in the organization. And like I said, you know, there's none of this is technically illegal. Some say it's unethical for them to be funding an endowment to, you know, but you could say, well, we want to continue into perpetuity, and that's a way to kind of offset down years or something, is to, you know, pull money from the endowment or to keep it going or to fund something else in the future. But one thing's for certain, there's some interestingness going on. You should watch that whole two-hour presentation because it's very interesting and it gets a lot deeper. We don't have much time, and I do want to get to the last three callers. George in California, you're up. You've got the translation. Go for it.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
I'm doing good.
Puta means bitch.
Yeah, that's what I said.
In English, yeah. No, because you said...
I know what said, I said. They mean same thing. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Hey, man, your methylene blue, bro, been helping me lose weight. Last year, I was 498.
Damn.
This year, yeah, bro, a lot, bro. This year, I'm 381.
Wow.
And, yeah, bro, so.
How long you been on the methylene blue?
For almost a year. Like a year.
So, for 1 year, you've been taking it, and you've lost almost 100 pounds.
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've lost about 10 pounds. I'm down to 215.
Oh, wow.
I'm down to 215. I was up to... 220, 225, I think it was 225 is the last time I weighed. And then I went and weighed myself the other day. I'm like, oh, 215. Yeah. And I take one pill every other day.
Yeah. And I also take your X Shield as well. So
oh, yeah.
That's been helping me too, as, you know, for the metabolism.
Right. Right.
Yeah, man.
Well, right on, brother. Hey, I would love to talk with you more, but I want to get to these two other callers. Thanks for the plug. Appreciate you.
Yeah,
hope everything's going well. Keep us in touch with your weight loss journey. That's great news, man. Good job.
All right.
Yep. Let's go to Bam Bam from Florida. Let's talk about Islamists in New York. I didn't get to my Islamist clips, but go ahead.
Go ahead. Hello, Rob. How you doing today?
I'm good. What's up?
Okay. So I just wanted to thank you guys a lot for the methylene blue, Chilligit, and other products. They're fantastic.
I agree. That's
They're
why
fantastic.
I use them. Yeah, they are.
And Also, I want to say that I am very proud of you guys, including my family and friends, that you guys continue to keep on fighting for the real American people. You guys are amazing. It's a shame what happened last week with Onion. And I know you guys will continue fighting, and we will continue to fight along with you, no matter what.
Right on. Appreciate that. I appreciate your call. We are not going to stop. If we're out of this building at some point, we will pick up just like we never left off. And just follow Alex at Real Alex Jones and at AJN Live. Also, you can follow me at Dews News, DewsNewz, and we'll be putting out all the information there. Last caller, we're going to go to Leslie. Wants to talk, I guess your tail gunner's talking about CERN. We're making the full circle. We've gone the full circle. We started off with CERN, and now we're back at CERN. Go ahead, Leslie.
Well, CERN being a circle, doesn't that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. Totally.
Well, okay, so what I didn't get to the last time that we were talking about is that CERN is directly involved with the human consciousness pool on this planet. You see, I'm actually the chief adept of the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. And as such, I've been trained in some magical knowledge that most people don't have. And what it's led me to understand is that quantum physics is the ultimate expression, not only of science, but also of magic. You see, Egyptians considered magic and science to be the same discipline. That's why we have chemistry coming from alchemy, and astrology giving birth to astronomy. Well, in quantum physics, because once something has been in contact with another thing, it is always in contact. That is actually a law of spellcasting. It's called the law of contagion. Sir James Frazer studied this ad nauseum in the 12 volumes of The Golden Bough, an anthropological discipline, right? The anthropologists have always been studying magic. And the reason why is that these ancient magics from Babylon are exactly what's being used to control the consciousness of the planet today. The same bloodlines that were in control 6,000 years ago are in control now. This is why we have these overturnings, so they can destroy all the knowledge that we plebeians have collected thus far, and they make us start over with figuring out what the game is. If we could just be calm and understand that magic and science are actually very much the same, use very much the same techniques, and come up with a lot of the same results. Although the technologies look different, they yield the same results.
All right, I got to cut you off there. We got 10 seconds left. That's very interesting, I'll tell you that. And it does bring us full circle. Obviously, the Mexicans weren't calm this week. They were ramming into people and fighting each other. But, you know, yeah, I agree. We do need to stop fighting each other.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bodies Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, buy now, and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com, from shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements. InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.